Wonderful. We now have Patrick from Scranton. Patrick, please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Kanjorski, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Patrick?
Good. I was wondering about the mortgage crisis that we're in, if the banks are going to take on any of the responsibility, because they're the ones, basically, that went ahead and put these loans out to people that really couldn't afford them. And they're the ones that are making money hand over fist.
Well,
and I was wondering if anything is going to be done with the banking system or the banks that are making all the money on the mortgage.
Yes, well, let me say I'm on the banking committee, and that's one of the peculiar things that we have. Most of what we consider regular banks aren't really the cause of the problem. It's outside of the normal banking institutions, the mortgage bankers, organizations that were specially formed and aren't as highly regulated as the banking system is, that got us into these excess conditions. You've probably been reading about organizations like Countrywide that advertise on television and are the largest subprime mortgage maker in the country. They're really not what we consider normal banks. They aren't regulated by the Comptroller of the Currency. They don't establish deposits accounts, etc. They don't really carry on normal banking practices. They were really the excesses. But in any situation, when an excess starts, I guess you'd have to say it's profit and greed that capture people. And then even sane people and good people start doing things to excess. And I think over the last 2 years, that's really what has happened. And the no-doc loans, that is, the ones that weren't established as being valid, that they weren't checking out the capacity to pay, loans that were 100% financed, all of these things culminated in encouraging various institutions within the mortgage field to carry this on. Yeah, I will not support bailing out banks. I will not support bailing out these institutions. And that's not what we're about right now. What we're trying to do is make sure that we have credit that can function with good credit and should function, but is now frozen. It's no different than if you had, you know, $100,000 in the bank, but you couldn't get to the money because the bank wasn't open. And right now, for corporations, the bank isn't open. That is, securities can't be sold around the world to provide the liquidity for these corporations to function. And within months now, they will be running out of the capacity to continue to operate. So even the most successful corporations that are making profits, that are employing a lot of good people doing good things, will start to fail to receive the money they need to continue in business. If that were to happen, it could be catastrophic to the entire economy. So what we have to do is stop that from happening. And there are many machinations that we will have to go through. What I hope over the next several months to keep my constituents in northeastern Pennsylvania informed, I'll be doing it by these type of town meetings. I'll be doing it with the op-ed pieces in the local papers and some direct mail pieces so that you can get informed as to what we're doing down here. But I do want to assure you one thing, and I want to tell you this. I have been in Congress for 24 years now, and I'm considered the ranking member on the Financial Services Committee of the House of Representatives. What that means, there are 72 members of that committee. I'm the second ranking member. I will be paying very close personal attention to all these matters because I'm very highly involved in establishing and doing these things, and I'm going to do it with what is the best interest of my constituents and to the best of my ability. And I'll try and keep you as informed as I can as to what's being done. And I may say this to everybody on this line. If you don't understand something is happening, don't hesitate to give a call to my district office or here in Washington so that we can adequately inform you as to what our position on these various issues are and what we're doing. So thank you very much for that question.